Welcome to the space show, Bill.
Thank you, Andrew.
In a previous conversation, we talked about OTC services. A very important anniversary is coming up. Could you please tell us about it?
Yes, I'd be quite happy to. It's very interesting. This year marks the 25th anniversary of satellite communications from Australia. The historic date is the 25th of November. On the 25th of November, 1966, the initial program, the initial satellite communications from Australia took place from OTC's new Earth station, new at the time, in Carnarvon, Western Australia. The particular program was a show called Down Under Comes Up Live. It was organized on very short notice to take advantage of an Intelsat satellite that had actually been placed in an improper orbit, and it had a rather elliptical orbit over the Pacific Ocean, which put it in view of Carnarvon for approximately 16 to 20 hours per day. This allowed OTC and British Telecom in Australia to organize a telephone link between Australia and England. It was the first time that the two countries could communicate, and it was done via satellite.
That was a telephone or a
That was television. Actually a television show. It was set up in Carnarvon and broadcast. There was an ABC van that drove up from Perth and set up the various television cameras, etc. OTC then patched the feed into the new station at Carnarvon, and it went off over the satellite. At the time, we tried to round up all of the people that who had migrated from England and were actually living in the Carnarvon area. Similarly, in England, they tried to get their relatives, and they were actually able to see each other over the television show. It was quite some interesting historic footage there.
Yes, perhaps many listeners will have forgotten, of course, that live television from overseas is a product of the space age.
Very definitely. Before that time, there was certainly no television. It was interesting to note that many times there was, at that particular time, there was a debate about whether anyone would ever use television on a permanent basis. People thought that the early designers of the Intelsat spacecraft thought there was really no need. Obviously, telephone would be quite important, but because no one had ever seen a live event from overseas, there was sort of the thoughts among the planners that there was really no need, that it might only be used on the occasion of, say, a state funeral, with the death of a president or perhaps the queen, something of that nature. As, of course, we've found out, it has a very vibrant audience and bringing us everything from the world events on the news at night back to a cricket match from the West Indies. It's really become part of our life.
Yes, something else that I think perhaps the modern television viewer is not aware of is that television is line of sight. It does not go around the bends in the earth. And so if you're going to communicate television from one country to another, until the advent of fiber optics, it was impossible to take television from one country to another, or at least overseas.
That is correct. Without satellite technology, we would not have the television coverage we have today.
You mentioned that at first the market was underestimated. So how has the market actually grown all that much since those early days?
The market has grown tremendously. If I think perhaps the best example, if our viewers think back to when, not knowing the age of everyone in the audience, I guess, but if we can all think back 10, 15 years ago and note the way we actually used the telephone and the amount of times we actually called overseas at that time. I certainly never called overseas. It was too expensive. But with the nature of business, business traffic has increased tremendously. We now find that we are no longer the isolated nation. Telecommunications has brought us much closer to the world. We are now a global village. We do much business overseas, and that has allowed us to bring down the price of telephone calls tremendously. And we're now in the area where a personal call is certainly not out of the question. And there's a tremendous amount of personal traffic now.
People looking at their telecom bill might not quite think of the price of calls coming down because they see the price of the local call actually going up. But, of course, we're talking relative prices, But in absolute terms, actually, the cost of an overseas call has come down, hasn't it?
Well, dramatically, dramatically. In fact, Australia has some of the lowest overseas phone call rates in the world. Depending on the exchange rate, either the U.S. has the lowest or Australia has the lowest. It just depends on which way the exchange rate fluctuates each day.
Well, thank you for joining us today on the Space Show, Bill.
Thank you, Andrew. It's always a pleasure to be here.